You can do one of two things this Christmas. I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. First, you can join in what C.S. Lewis called the merrymaking and hospitality of Christmas. Or you can join what he described as the annual symptom of that lunatic condition in which everyone lives by persuading everyone else to buy things. For many, Christmas is a commercial enterprise that's exhausting and expensive. It doesn't have to be that way. If you plan ahead, save ahead, and budget ahead, you can focus on loving others free of stress and debt. Make your list and check it twice, then determine how much you can actually spend. Or determine to celebrate without spending any money. Here are some ideas. Cook, craft a handmade card, chop and deliver firewood, or pass down family heirlooms. Make your own gift cards for things like house cleaning, yard work, meals, or babysitting. Gift your skills in knitting, sewing, cooking, or woodworking. Give experiences like cooking, playing games, hiking, biking, or running a new trail together. How about visiting a zoo or an arboretum? The ideas are endless. Simply ask God for creativity to bless others. Budget now for your holiday meals. Set aside time and money to stock up on sale items. Bake and freeze ahead. Most importantly, don't neglect the true gift of Christmas. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. May it motivate us to plan, save, and budget for our holiday. Now, many couples are struggling with credit card debt from past Christmases. If you're one of them, I recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They'll create a debt management plan that will work for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/ccc.